I'm questioning as to who's behind the slowdown of the Jeffrey Epstein files. My guess is it's Trump himself, because you know, he's a man who likes to hold the cards. And if you are in possession of the files that prove conclusively that the Jeffrey Epstein child sex operation, child sex blackmail network, videotape blackmail network, was an Israeli Mossad operation, which there's reams and reams, there's books about it being an Israeli Mossad operation. Ari Ben-Menash, former Mossad employee, said as much. Whitney Webb has done full thorough reports on it, and there's been other historical precedents that suggest that that is the case. The main one being that Robert Maxwell, which is Ghislaine Maxwell's father, was a Mossad agent. And Trump, what he would be doing would be getting leverage over Israel and over Bill Gates, because I believe Bill Gates is the other personality here that has that is involved, and that's the reason why they're holding back. Now, Kash Patel, you know, we hear that shredding of documents down at the FBI and the destruction of servers that had the Epstein information on it. Kash Patel was the director. He could have stopped that. He could say, excuse me, make an announcement on the speaker. Hi, everybody. Just let's step outside of the building for a moment while we just go in and lock down the servers and make sure nothing like that happens. But he didn't do that, right? Oh, there's shredding going on, and nobody knows anything about that, right? So there's a lot of funny business going on here. And the only person who could ultimately be behind it would be Mr. Donald Trump himself, because he's going to be protecting his Israeli, not protecting him, he's going to have leverage. If you know about Donald Trump, you're gonna know he's a man who wants leverage over you. Hello? Okay? So, and this is why I think Pam Bondi sent that public letter to Kash Patel saying, like, let it out, because it's the boys' club right now that's holding back. Okay? And I don't think Pam Bondi wants to be associated with that. She doesn't need that. Remember, all these people, they were talking big about how they were going to open up the Epstein thing on day one. Yeah. Now, Trump is the one who has the most to gain in terms of gaining leverage over the people who are involved in that that child sex operation. This is a John Henry painting. I'm going to do a series on John Henry, because that's the same struggle we're facing today, man versus machine. So he challenged, if you know, if you paid attention, if you didn't cut that day in school, you paid attention. Oh my God, this is good stuff, but it's messy. He challenged the steam shovel. As a steam drill, as it first became popular in the coal mines and so forth, the digging tunnels. And he won the race, but he expired because he exerted himself too hard. So the story goes about that that fateful day. Wow. So, but it would be Trump who would be ordering the slowdown of the release. So he's there to protect the Jews, and then he's going to make a deal with Bill Gates, because, look, when you hold those kind of cards, you hold those kind of cards, Bill Gates does now, he works for you, right? And we know in this country the rich get off the hook. So I think Trump's, you know, behind the slowdown of those documents. I don't think he wants his Israeli friends, or at least he wants to use it as a lever against his Israeli, that is too intense. I gotta make that, that's gotta be a raw umber. That's my opinion on it. Trump's behind the slowdown of the Epstein documents in order to get leverage over Bill Gates, because Bill Gates was involved in that. We have the Daily Beast article. We have the New York Times article. We have Melinda Gates' testimony that she was very uncomfortable about the frequency of Gates' time at the sex mansion of Epstein's sex mansion. And of course, Trump is going to use it as leverage over Israel, even though he's a hardened supporter of Israel, no question about that. But if he could have leverage over that, even better. And I think that's what's happening right now. So that's my opinion. Isn't that a nice painting? That's a beauty.